Terrific to have your company on the final hour of the Big Sports Breakfast, and we look forward to taking your calls as well on 13 53 53. Congratulations too to the Socceroos last night, 3-0 winners as they take their first baby step onto qualification for the 2022 World Cup. It's hard to believe we're looking that far ahead, and Dean Ritchie has been pulling double shifts for the Daily Telegraph and now the Big Sports Breakfast. Judiciary last night, early morning wake up this morning. G'day, Bulldog.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Jimmy. It was a late night. I fortunately only did two of the three cases, but certainly Kane Evans was going in very late. And I've got to be honest, I'm not sure if there is a better system, but Kane Evans wouldn't have got home till 12:15, 12:30 a.m. this morning. And look, he got suspended, but had he beaten the charge, it's not an ideal preparation, only 3 or 4 days out from the final. Not the end of the world, but it just went on and on last night, and you've got a lot of elite athletes waiting around many, many hours.
Time is one thing. What about the outcomes? The outcomes that we've derived. There's a lot of people throughout the course of this program just can't work it out. What did you think of Jared Warrior Hargreaves escaping ban?
Jimmy, you know what? Everyone's entitled to an opinion. I get that. That's why I don't mind this proposal to have judiciary meetings live streamed. Take the fan
when,
in there so they
the
can
evidence,
understand
yeah.
it. They know what the prosecution is doing. They know what the NRL Council is going toward.
Yes.
They know how it all works. When you're in there, we all walked out last night with Hargreaves and said, you know what, he'll get off. And he did.
Right.
So that was the common theme right. among journalists. And look, basically, you know, Hargreaves said he went in for a catching tackle, like cradling, and he got hit by the arm of Liam Knight. Look, yeah, they're all doing their best in there. You have a bit of a chuckle
sure.
sometimes. Yeah. But I
how many catching tackles will there be this weekend?
Well, that's the question.
Who's playing? Melbourne?
He just wanted to actually catch him and gently put him to the ground.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let him off. But I thought Hudson Young, I thought that was a fair call. You know, 8 to 10 was going to be pretty close. He was really staunch young kid, though, Hudson Young. He didn't get rattled. He's only young and he had a real steely demeanour about him last night, which I thought perhaps, you know, reflects how he plays a bit of his football as well.
Yeah.
And they got this young kid, Pompey, on the video hookup from New Zealand. And albeit he gave one-word answers about 19, 20 times. But right at the very end, though, they just about got him. They said, do you live by the theory of what happens on the field stays on the field? And he went, yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's when that was the circuit breaker, and whatever chance I think Hudson had evaporated.
Mm. Mm. Now,
in saying all that, there was no reaction from Pompey, right? And we discussed this earlier. Just because he said that doesn't mean he was trying to mislead the judiciary in giving his evidence, because there was no reaction from him on the field.
And people were saying, well, Bailey Simonson got up and reacted when Cameron Smith pulled his jersey or his ears or crushed his temples, depending on which one you believe. But you can't go, well, hang on, depending on how the player reacts, that's how we're going to make a judgment. You can't do that either.
Yeah. He said he didn't feel anything on his face, which I find difficult to believe. But when you look at the video, I couldn't see fingers going into the eyeballs or the eye socket. It seemed to go up his face.
Correct.
So, again, this is the problem we have. There's different interpretations right through. There's different vision. And those that aren't in the meeting, with all due respects, don't often see all this unfolding in the hearing. But, of course, fans are going to blue about anyone who they think got off lightly who isn't
on their team. That's exactly right. I can't. It's a really good idea to live stream it, because then you're just offering another product that you can sponsor some way, shape or form, and you take the people behind the scenes.
It'd probably traffic all right too, Jimmy. Yeah. I mean, as a little side issue in terms of numbers, but you can go in there and take photos, and you can tweet and do all sorts of things. So I can't see the reason why they couldn't take it in there. They did a couple of experiments last year. They actually live-streamed three cases, which were never made public.
Right.
But the RLPA blew up, saying that their fear was that people could see barristers or lawyers trying to make the players look silly and that the players didn't appreciate an attempt to be made look
Yeah, I can
off the pace.
And after you watch a couple of cases, your eyes do start to glaze over a little bit after you attend some. Now, can you please confirm or deny these rumours that you weren't the actual person planting the asbestos down there at Brookvale Oval?
No, I wasn't. I went down there. There were only small patches on the hill, TK. Council was a little surprised at how heavy the NRL came out with the entire issue.
Right.
I think they were a bit shocked to pick up and see it all over the back page and threats to take the game away. But I guess from the NRL's point of view, when you put down rugby league fan, semi-finals, asbestos in the one sentence,
absolutely,
you're going to get a bit jittery. So I think they handled it quite well in the end. But I think it was just a matter of simply putting some artificial turf over the patches. So it probably was a little bit out of context in terms of hysteria, but that's the way the NRL wanted to go, and we reported it.
How is Dez now going to use this as the world being against his team Manly and as some sort of motivation for this game on Saturday? Because no doubt he will.
I spoke to him the other day.
Here we go.
Yeah. He's dirty on the world.
Yeah, what's the issue now?
Oh, everything.
Well, everyone's conspiring against him. Injuries,
That's right. What does he make of this injury thing? You know, this is something that, you know, must have happened to him in a past life or something.
You know what? I reckon deep down, as much as it hurts him, he kind of loves it. It sort of brings out that old Manly, everyone's out to get us.
Yeah.
You know, the world's against us. Backs to the wall. All the old cliches that we use. Sure, he wants his top side out there, there's no doubt.
And but he'd still have them underdogs, backs to the wall,
correct.
Everybody hates us, even with Tommy Turbo and Marty Tapau out there.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
But look, yeah, he'll field a side that isn't too bad. And I give them a real chance down there at Lotto Land. I think he'll send them out ready, firing, pumped, believing in themselves, believing the world's against them, believing that they're no chance. And it wouldn't surprise me if they have a real red-hot crack and topple the Sharks.
T-Rex has been named. And I said earlier, look, based on what I've seen him do at Canterbury Cup level this year, then the numbers that he's put out since he's been playing there in round 10, he'll acquit himself really well, and people couldn't believe it. Like, maximum of 40 minutes out of T-Rex, and if you can get a couple of tackle breaks out on that left edge and charge over the top of someone, that's all Dez wants from you.
I said the same thing yesterday, Jimmy. I thought if they can get 25, 30 out of him, he's just as likely to come back, T-Rex, having been out of the spotlight for a while, and think, you know what, this is my final chance here.
Yep.
I've been thrust into a semi-final out of nowhere, and we all know what he can do, albeit we've only seen it very sporadically over many years now, but you know, in a semi-final, it wouldn't surprise me if he knocks up some fair minutes and some fair numbers. TK, you're looking at me like I'm an idiot.
I'm sceptical. I don't want to see him pass the ball at all in the entire game. All I want to do is see him tuck the ball under his arm.
You know what TK is? TK's that coach who says, go out there, don't drop it, don't pass it, and just do your job.
I don't want to see T-Rex pass the ball. I just want
he
to see him run.
What if he's running, goes over the top of someone, comes to the fullback, and he went, oh, hang on, TK said not to pass.
No. Once he breaks a tackle, that's fine. Just don't pass it.
So there's conditions. On your conditions.
Yeah. To see a bloke like that pass the ball without taking the line on breaks my heart.
I love the way that you've maintained your very strong relationship with Russell Crowe. You're the conduit between News Limited and Russell Crowe, aren't you?
Yesterday.
Yeah, so you'd have been in contact.
I was.
Quite heavily. Yeah.
No, right. He's actually quite relaxed. He's here in town and he's been over in New York filming for a large chunk of the past 2 years. But as we saw yesterday, there's photos in the Daily Telegraph today. He turned up to South training looking good and spoke to GI and to Wayne. But look,
did he address the players with the Book of Feuds?
I don't think so, TK. I don't think so.
No. I think it was reported elsewhere.
I think
that he did,
The key to Friday night is what crowd will I get at the SCG?
What do you
reckon? It's a semi-final. Between two sides who historically live in that area, albeit we know fans these days spread further.
Yeah. You'd want 28 and a half, wouldn't you?
You'd want that.
That's the most random number. Like well, 25 or
30? 30 sounds too easy.
What do you think they'll get, though, TK? Will they get that many?
Well, they'll be posting 28 and a half, surely, won't they?
I reckon 30. Anything above 30 is a really good crowd.
Oh,
30
is a great crowd.
At a non... You know, it's a non-rugby league ground. It's the Sydney cricket ground.
Yeah.
Not suitable for rugby league.
Oh, to view?
To
no,
view.
Not
from
at
a viewing
all.
Perspective.
Not at all. For a night out, though.
Fantastic.
Great night out.
Yeah.
Look, they played last week. I mean, is that going to be an issue for the punter that loves seeing these two teams clash?
I think it raises the stakes.
It does raise the stakes.
Yeah.
It was a cracking game.
It was a great game.
If we saw a repeat of a game with the quality and intensity like we saw, you know, a week ago, we'd be extremely happy.
Wouldn't you?
You know, extremely happy.
And so you can get out there and boo, boo the villains or perceived villains in whichever side it is that you're not going for. Hey, another story from Paul Crawley, Kangarookies. The under-23 side, now this is interesting, they're going to play a game against France. That's on October 25 down there at Wollongong. And Mal Meninga is even talking about, well, maybe down the track you could have the rookies versus the Kangaroos, like Australia played Australia A back in I am not a fan of that.
No,
what do you think, Jamie?
No, that doesn't happen, surely.
That doesn't
Who
happen.
Said that, Mal?
Mal's, there's a quote in here.
So he wants his seniors to bash the juniors.
Potentially. He said, look, down the track you could look at something like this.
Could you imagine coaches, if you lost a rising star because he got whacked out of the game, which a game, let's be honest, would mean very little.
And we proved it with the cricket, you know, like we proved that we love the underdogs in this country, right? So you had your national side being trotted out there, everybody booing them and everybody cheering for the underdogs, which were the Bees.
Meninga said the concept could even lead to the Kangaroos taking on the under-23 team. It would be a fair contest,
Meninga
said. Didn't
say rugby league though, Jimmy.
I think it can be a standalone concept.
Maybe something else. You couldn't have that. That's ridiculous. And I love what Mal's doing for the Kangaroo Jumper. I think we all do.
Oh, good.
But I think that would be suicidal in terms of the clubs. They wouldn't allow that.
And I'm glad to say, mate, we've got into, what is it, Wednesday. So it's only early days, but Mad Monday for 8 clubs. And so far,
seen nothing.
So good.
Seen nothing.
Which is encouraging.
I don't know what's gone on that we don't know about.
It doesn't matter.
That's fine then.
We're happy.
It's a real hard
one. Have you been looking?
I don't, Doom? Jimmy. That's not my go, but the paper might.
Which paper?
The Herald.
Those bludgers.
I don't agree with that kind of behaviour.
No, fair enough.
But I do wonder about Mad Monday. I mean, you know, is its use-by date gone?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we need this? No. Or are the players entitled to let off some steam at the end of the year?
It needs rebranding.
Yeah, of course they can. They just don't have to get into it. They can't get into any trouble. Let's get your tips, mate. So $1.37, the Roosters up against the Rabbits at $3.10. No Sam Burgess.
Yeah, Roosters.
Roosters
I
there.
I can't see.
$1.32 now. So firming on the news
the
that Jared Waria Hargreaves actually plays. So firming in that 5 cents now to $1.32. The Melbourne Storm, $1.42, pretty short against the Canberra Raiders, $2.90.
Yeah, TK. I guess you'd have to be courageous to go against Melbourne in Melbourne. Or be Canberra did topple
Ricky's,
them down
Ricky's
there.
Ricky's listening.
And Ricky's
After
listening.
After being down 14-0 or 12-0.
18-0. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go Melbourne, but I think the Raiders will really push them right to the end.
All right.
Do you think the Raiders would have preferred to have played the Storm in Melbourne or the Roosters at the SCG? Because that's what they gave up with that loss to the Warriors.
You know what, Jimmy? I don't think Ricky would care. I think he's happy to take anyone on. You know that mentality sticky.
They had to travel anyway, didn't they?
We'll beat everyone and we'll beat anyone.
Parramatta, $1.50. Broncos, $2.60.
Yeah, Eels. I don't mind the Broncos, TK, but they were disappointing last week. And if they go out week one, you'd have to say the Seibold experiment in its first year was a failure.
Yeah, absolutely. And Manly, $2.70. Cronulla, $1.47.
You know what? I'm going to go a boil over.
Boil over.
I'm going to go a boil over.
He
I
loves,
just think,
loves the
where
that
do you
Manly
live? Where do you live?
I live in the Shire.
No, you don't.
No, Jimmy, I'm serious here. I just think, look, Cronulla aren't setting the world on fire, albeit
they were good on Sunday.
Yeah, they did a good job on the Tigers. But I don't know, there's just something inside me that says that Manly will get the cash
so
in
So you're
game.
Tipping the faves, apart from your home side, Manly.
Yes.
Where you'd never be welcome back
That's
if you
right.
tip them again.
You wouldn't be able to walk into the Forestville tab anymore.
I was in the Forestville club the other day having a beer and looked up and there was our TV show on, Jimmy. It was you and I on the big screen.
Hey, what a delight.
They cropped you out and just kept me on there.
I can understand
at
that
your
too.
At your request. Thanks, Bulldog.
Oh, hang on. Can I just take you back to the comment you made? Last year, the Broncos were bundled out of the finals first week after getting smacked by St George Illawarra at Suncorp. And you're prepared to say that if the Broncos lose this week, it's a fail.
Absolutely.
On Seibold.
They brought Seibold in on a 5-year deal plus the extra years. That's 6 years.
Mm.
And their roster's pretty strong, albeit their halves have been a bit all over the shop this year with Nikarima leaving, etc. But
you can't tell me,
Jimmy, the Broncos franchise, which is probably the most powerful in the game, would accept a brand new coach and going out in week one.
Oh, I think you could get by on the fact that you talked about the halfback and you'd say, hey, growing pains, watch us next year.
Yeah, oh, look, no doubt next year they will be good, but you know Broncos fans alike.
I don't think there's any guarantee with the halves they're going to have next year that they're going to be
any
better than they were this year or last year. But they should be a top four side. I think we agree on that. Good on you, Bulldog.
Thanks, TK.
Enjoy week one of the finals. Dean Bulldog Richie.